Taylor Swift reveals a dorky secret about her songwriting. Selena Gomez shares a sneak peek at her documentary. And the Korean defense minister says it would be difficult to exempt BTS from military service. It's Wednesday, September 21st, and here are your latest music news headlines brought to you by The Filter. Taylor Swift revealed a secret Tuesday about a system she uses when writing lyrics. "I've never talked about this publicly before because, well, it's dorky," the superstar said while accepting the Songwriter Artist of the Decade Award at the Nashville Songwriter Awards. "I have, in my mind, secretly established a genre for categories of lyrics that I write. Three of them, to be exact. There are affectionately titled quill lyrics, fountain pen lyrics, and glitter gel pen lyrics. I came with these categories based on what writing tool I imagine having in my hand when I scribbled it down figuratively. I don't actually have a quill anymore. I broke it once when I was mad." Swift went on to explain that quill lyrics are when the words and phrasings are antiquated. "If my lyrics sound like a letter written by Emily Dickinson's great-grandmother while sewing a lace curtain, that's me writing in a quill genre. Fountain pen lyrics," she said, "are those with modern storyline or contemporary references. The songs I categorize in this sound like confessionals scribbled and sealed in an envelope, but too brutally honest to ever send." Swift said that most of her songs fall into this category. The singer explained that glitter gel pen lyrics are frivolous, carefree, bouncy, syncopated perfectly to the beat, or Swift added, "when we need every once in a while in these fraught times in which we live." Tuesday's award was recognition of Swift's creative work between 2010 and 2019, including hits like We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together, Lover, and Shake It Off. Previous winners include Vince Gill and Toby Keith. Selena Gomez on Tuesday shared a sneak peek of her forthcoming documentary, My Mind and Me. Posting the teaser on Instagram, the pop star captioned it, "My Mind and Me. We don't get along sometimes and it gets hard to breathe, but I wouldn't change my life." The official description for the streaming doc reads, "After years in the limelight, Selena Gomez achieves unimaginable stardom. But just as she reaches a new peak, an unexpected turn pulls her into darkness. This uniquely raw and intimate documentary spans her six-year journey into a new light." Gomez has publicly discussed her mental health struggles as well as her battle with lupus and a 2017 kidney transplant. The doc was directed by Alex Kasessian, who shot shots on Gomez's 2015 video for Hands to Myself. You can watch the teaser trailer for My Mind and Me in the link in this description. South Korea's defense minister has reportedly said it would be difficult to exempt the members of BTS from mandatory military service. According to media reports, Lee Jong-sup cited aspects of fairness in fulfilling mandatory military service after an opposition party member proposed the seven pop stars be allowed to provide alternate services. "Korean pop celebrities in the international field make unimaginable economic and social contributions," King Young-bae said. "I believe that pop celebrities will make important contributions to the national interest through doing alternative military service. BTS were recently appointed PR ambassadors for the country's bid to host the World's Expo." Last month, Lee Jong-sup said, "Even if they joined the military, there would be a way for them to give them a chance to practice and perform together if there are scheduled concerts abroad. As many people highly value artists serving in the military, that may help them boost their popularity even more." The commissioner of the Military Manpower Administration, Lee Ki-sik, was quoted as saying, "A decision needs to be made because an exemption could garner feelings of discrimination, discrepancy, and discouragement among the younger male generation who are fulfilling their military duties." South Korea's conscription law requires most males to register to start 18 months of military service by the time they are 28. A 2021 amendment allows pop stars who receive government medals to apply for deferment of their military service until they are 30. BTS received the Order of Cultural Merit by President Moon Jae-in in 2018. The members of BTS currently range in age from 24 to 29. Jin turns 30 in December, and Suga will be 30 next March. BTS management has previously said that it believes military service is a duty, and they will try to show the fans the best of BTS until and after the members have fulfilled their service duties. South Korea's culture minister has previously supported an exemption, and a recent poll showed that 60% of citizens do too. There has also been a proposal to shorten the length of service for pop stars from nearly 2 years to just 3 weeks. Thanks to John R. Kendi for today's stories. Visit iHeartRadio.ca for all latest music news, and subscribe to this podcast on iHeartRadio for new episodes of The Filter every day. And thanks for listening.